Sheep were a common sight in Jesus' day, and he used them to teach some of his spiritual lessons. He was the shepherd, and people were the sheep. Shepherds would lead their sheep to places of pasture and quiet pools of water, protecting them from harm and beasts of prey. They recognized his voice and were comforted and content in his presence. Every evening, he would bring them to the sheepfold for protection and rest for the night, accounting for each one as they entered through the gate. One night, however, one was missing. He could have said, "Well, I have 99 left, so no big deal." But he would not rest until he found the sheep that was lost. Braving the perils of the night, he set out in search for that one lost sheep until he found it. He didn't drive it home, kick it home, or scold it home. He put it on his shoulders and carried it home. And when they got in, he invited the neighbors for a time of rejoicing. He said, "That's what they do in heaven when a sinner repents." Well, that's a neat story. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Opening weekend, June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at
KHNC.
For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You
Welcome to today's Present Truth program, the second hour. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Okay, finishing out the last hour, talking about Ismail Haniyeh being assassinated in Tehran. This is Israel's go-ahead to move quickly and escalate the war in the Middle East, to end the war quickly. Hamas mop-up operations to eliminate all of the terrorist threat in Gaza, the West Bank, in the areas around the city of Jerusalem, in Lebanon, Syria. Israel now has to begin operations to take back Jordan, the nation of Jordan. Israel is going to do the impossible. It's impossible for Israel to expand into Transjordan. You're going to see it. Nothing can stop it. Israel's going to go to war with Jordan shortly and own that whole, all the property, the whole nation of Jordan. Boy, don't you think the nations are going to be irate, hostile? You think the hatred of the Jewish people is uncontrollable now? You wait. Once Israel takes over Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia, Turkey, all these surrounding Arab nations are going to, I don't even know if there's a word, the old hippie word, freak out. They're not going to know what to do. You see, going back 2 years, the Arab nations knew collectively they could not beat Israel. They could not. Israel was a threat that was unbeatable. They couldn't challenge Israel. So they assisted Hamas in the Gaza Strip. They supplied them finances, weapons, everything needed. So that Hamas could build tunnels, stockpile, train their armies, indoctrinate the young children and the women and children and the older men in Gaza, give them time to brainwash them into the hatred of Israel. And they had to respond, because Israel, with Benjamin Netanyahu, the IDF was a pretty powerful force to reckon, to even threaten. So they had to pull the trigger. Hamas did it. And we can thank Hamas, because now Israel is going to own, control Gaza, the West Bank, eliminate the threat in Lebanon, and take over all of the real estate in the nation of Jordan. Thanks to Hamas. Hamas sowed to the wind, they reaped the whirlwind. Hezbollah, sown to the wind, is going to reap the whirlwind. Damascus is going to be totally destroyed. King Abdullah II, either he or his son, they don't have a choice. They've got to provoke Israel, and Israel is going to respond. You know, When you train for the Olympics, you train and train and train so that once you get into the games, whatever your sport is, you are at the top. Top, top shape. Hamas just helped Israel become the best army in mankind's history. Oh, you'll say no, the United States Army or the military in the U.S. Definitely, but not like Israel. Israel is ready to escalate. Israel is going to escalate. Israel is going to hit numerous times and hit hard. And Jordan's going to respond. You may think this odd. It's not odd. Many of the nations, even the Arab countries, are tired of extreme terrorism in their region. They're tired of it. They're sick of it. They don't have a way to deal with extreme terrorism. Well, God sent a little nation to deal with extreme terrorism called Israel. And the Arab government, Saudi Arabian government, all those governments really are quietly in their heart backing Israel because they can't control. They have no way to keep these terrorists in Islam from destroying everything they touch. King Abdullah in Jordan, they had to, Jordan, the nation of Jordan had to go to war with Hamas to remove them, to get them out, what was it, 10, 20 years ago? And they shipped them to Gaza because Hamas was trying to take over the nation of Jordan. Wherever Hamas goes, their objective is control, occupy, rule. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Riders on. of the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
You know, in the war in Psalm 83, it says that the soldiers are going to die on the battlefield, and the leaders are going to be severely, they're going to die in severe ways. And this is what happened with all of these leaders in the last 6 weeks. Airstrikes. They cannot generally find evidence that they were even in the building where they were, where they died. Airstrikes. Some of the assassinations, as they're traveling down a road, a drone hits them from above, destroys the car. They don't find much. This is exactly what it says in Psalm 83. The leaders are going to be punished even more severely than the soldier with weapon in hand. God's word, the Bible, and the prophecies are detailed, intricate, very specific. Israel, in the end of the war, in Psalm 83, will get to the point where they have such momentum that they'll be at their peak and the war will end. Even they're going to be shocked at how quickly the war is going to end. But even they have to hustle. They can't drag their feet. They can't dilly-dally. Israel is not to stop at a rest stop and have a cup. Now that they have the momentum, they are to move swiftly, like a leopard at night, after prey. Because Obama is coming back to power. Obama will do everything possible to protect Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, the Houthis, etc. Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm trying to speak. I need to slow down. Netanyahu has to hustle. He has a momentum. Comes back to Israel after visiting the U.S. is given latitude to do whatever he feels needs to be done. He takes out a leader in Beirut, missile strike. Missile strike in Tehran, Ismail Haniyeh. He's doing what he needs to do. These are his decisions. He's the king of Israel. In place by God to protect Israel from enemies within and without Israel. And Gallant, who has been a kind of a I don't know if I want to say nemesis. He was at one point, or no, was it Bennett? No, it's Gallant. I think he was prime minister. And he went nowhere with Israel. Israel was, they were negotiating. Diplomatically. Netanyahu, he knows. You can't be diplomatic with the enemies of Israel. And to be diplomatic with the UN, Arab nations, the United States, means that you can't pull the trigger. He's going to hustle now. This war is going to escalate. And the Arab nations jointly, there's a request by Iran, all these other nations, hey, help us help you. Help us defeat Israel. And if you help us, we'll help you. Well, they're not going to do it. Turkey is about to enter the war. I think Tayyip Recep Erdogan is going to, I think he's going to hold back. I think he's seeing the writing on the wall. He better be careful. Because Israel, they're within striking distance too. And Israel takes out the president of Iran? I got it here. I should look at this pretty quickly. Let's see. Yeah, they took out the, what's his name, was at the inauguration of the new president in Tehran. That's why Hania was there, because they were putting in the new president. And Israel took out the president a month and a half ago by helicopter. Attack. In Beirut, they took out the commander Fuad Sukur, and they also had vowed at that time to eliminate Hania and other leaders of Hamas. And 2 days later, Hania is in the next world. Okay, I'm going to go to something that we need to talk about. I know. You don't want to talk about it. But we must. Biden camp suggests quickly Well, let me start. There's a buzz swirling around the Biden camp that the president's swift endorsement of Kamala Harris was his revenge on prominent party leaders, including Barack Obama, who pressured him to bow out of the race against his will. Sources tell the Post. Joe Biden, who said he was dropping out in defense of democracy during his public address last Wednesday, had been told by Obama to allow delegates at next month's Democrat National Convention in Chicago to decide a new candidate, according to a source close to the Biden family. It was Joe's big middle finger to Obama. Joe said, if I'm out, then I'm endorsing her. Insiders saw this as the final way to assert some control over his ouster. So he gave Obama the finger. Barack Obama and Joe Biden have had a fraught relationship since Obama encouraged him to stand down and let Hillary Clinton run in 2016. And what did Biden do? It was devastating to Obama. Sleepless nights. Lonely days and lonely nights, because he was not Obama's pick to run against Donald Trump. And it's a good thing. You see what Donald Trump did to Hillary Clinton in the debates. Did you see what Trump did to Biden in the debate? What was it, the end of June? It was a massacre. It was a Saturday night massacre. Trump was going to be indicted for elderly abuse. He murdered Joe Biden, and he murdered the Democratic Party at the same time. So he was going to be indicted and brought up on charges. Those were the memes. The memes. Should Biden have run against Trump in 2016? Oh my gosh. You saw Hillary, what happened to her. Joe Biden would have not, no way, even with the mental abilities he would have had, when he was 40, Trump would have taken him also to the cleaners. Don't mess with the Teflon Don, right? The buzz within the Biden camp claimed that the president's swift endorsement of Harris was revenge on Democrat leaders, including Barack Obama, who pushed him to bow out of the election. Biden's endorsement of Harris was Joe truly, again, knifing Obama and Pelosi in the back for making him stand down. Another longtime Washington insider revealed that Biden plans to take an active role in Harris's campaign. Now, here's a question. Remember Ginsburg? She was dead for how long before they finally admitted she had died? So she was still a Supreme Court judge, even was she dead 30 days? And they hid it. Oh, she's working out doing yoga classes. Oh, yeah, she's doing fine. She's back at the house, whipping up an omelet. What if, in reality, Joe is not in this world? Do you think these people will tell you? No. At some point, when Netanyahu and Biden met last week, all the photo ops, they're facing each other, a side shot. Joe's about 4 inches taller than Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu's 6 foot. Biden is roughly at 6 foot. He used to be 6'10", but age, he kind of shrunk. Okay, I'm kidding. They're both about the same height. And in that photo, the new Joe grew 2 inches to 3 inches. The new Joe. So how does that happen? Adrenochrome? Drugs? Some kind of enhancement pills? And he grows taller? We are under a spell. There is witchcraft evident. Something is happening to the American people. There's a hypnotic effect on the minds of the people in this country. They see with their eyes, but they don't perceive. Like Christ said, they can see but not see, and hear but they don't hear. This is what's happened to the American people. And it's the children in the occult that are caught casting spells over the nation so the people are blind. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, The Present Truth on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Before I move away from Hania, his assassination, I forgot I wanted to, the Egypt and, the Swiss, all these countries are talking about this pretty much escalates everything. This cause is going to begin, or we're going to see escalation of the war in the Middle East. Well, I forgot, Ismail Hania was the negotiator for peace talks for Hamas. Well, there's no one to replace him. So this means that there will be no, Hamas has lost all of its opportunities to call any kind of a temporary or permanent stand down. That option is no longer in the world. The option for any kind of a peace treaty, a halt, is ended. The leaders of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, they're hunting him. They're going to find him, and they're going to find his family. The Palestinian, the Hamas terrorists are losing their leaders. Like M&M candies leaving a bag when kids are around. They're losing all of their leaders. These leaders have been trained for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. Some 50 in the war against Israel. These people are being, you know, they are being taken off the board. So there is no opportunity now. There is no way for any kind of halt to this war. Hania was the mastermind behind, you know, possibly next week we're going to have a discussions. And that doesn't happen. Well, in the next few days, we'll have discussions. And that doesn't happen. It's been going on for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Now there will be no Palestinian state. The Palestinian two-state solution is history. And this is why Netanyahu must finish this war as quickly as possible so that Israel takes out the terrorist threats in Lebanon, Syria, cleans out the Gaza Strip, make sure that Egypt understands you're going to get your fingers smashed, leave things alone. Jordan, Israel has to take over the nation of Jordan. Could there be no threat from the east with Saudi Arabia? Then the only enemies are going to be Iran, Russia, Turkey, other nations from the north, nations from North Africa. But the bigger threat that Benjamin Netanyahu is facing is the return of Barack Obama. That's the big, big threat. Because when he once again resumes power in America, you people, listen, in this country, you're not listening to what I'm saying. The countries in Europe and internationally, if they were to hear what I'm saying, they would listen. Because they know what this means to these nations internationally. Could there be, possibly, a way where Barack Obama could return to power? If they were to hear what I'm presenting to the American people, these people would pay attention, because this is the greatest threat to the nations of the world. Donald Trump is no threat. Kamala Harris is no threat. Pelosi, this old witch, if she were to be president, she's no threat. Polis of Colorado, no threat. What's his name out of California? No threat. Buttigieg? No threat. There are no threats to the nations of the world. Only one threat. In Europe, in the Middle East, China, in Russia, South Africa, through all of Africa, South America, Central America, even Europe, the thought of Barack Obama returning to power. These nations don't have Alzheimer's. They're not affected by Alzheimer's. They don't get sundowners. They don't get sunuppers. They don't get dementia. They remember what happened to the nations of the world when Obama was in power till 2016. They knew what that administration did. Libya, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Israel. The biggest enemy Netanyahu has is Barry Satoru. And Netanyahu in Psalm 83, he is going to finish this war And Netanyahu is going to eliminate the Islamic terrorists, the threat in the surrounding area and within. And let's say that Netanyahu were to take his time and Barry comes back. What's the first thing Barry's going to want Netanyahu to do? De-escalate? Halt? We'll work it out. Let's do a two-state solution, a two-state. Let's go forward with negotiations for two-state solution. Nope. Psalm 83, God tells Israel, there's no two-state solution. You are to own, you are to, from the Mediterranean to the Eastern Jordanian boundaries, that land is to be yours because there's a big war coming. And you have to have that land because Russia's coming with Iran and other nations, and that's where the battle's going to be fought in present-day Jordan. Not going to be fought in Israel. It's going to be fought on the east side of the Jordan River. But for that battle to be fought, Israel has to have that territory, the junkyard. And when Russia comes down, they're going to be defeated. All these armies that come with Russia. I'm giving you some insight, but in Europe and the other nations of the world, the thought of Barry Satoru returning to power, whoa, the present truth, Rick Rodriguez, that's why I call it the present truth.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and hacker out alone. Riders on the storm.
Presently, the United States must help Israel with munitions, finances, diplomatically. We must help them. But should Barry, or I'll put it this way, when Barry returns, there will be stipulations on America sending weapons to Israel or new technology. Barry will force this war to come to an end. And Psalm 83 says that the war, Israel is to finish this war, punish the ancient enemies, because God is going to make himself known to the world. Any nation that is hostile toward the Jewish people ends up in the shed. They're taken to the shed, and they're punished appropriately. And you have families that have been related to the children of Israel, Lot's children, Esau, Jacob's twin brother. These families have been Hagar and Ishmael. These are family members. And they've caused a lot of misery and hardship to the children of Israel. And God said he would punish them for that hardship they caused, for the evil upon the Jewish people. Then the surrounding nations that have always been enemies of Israel, they would also be punished at some point. None of the punishments have come. Through 3,700 years, punishments have not come to these nations, meaning that God's prophecies are incorrect. The forecasting was bad forecasting. No, the forecasting and the prophecies would take place, but they would take place when we have the technology through media to view the war from every continent, every nation. And God decided, until there is this type of media, the punishments on these nations would not occur. Real time, real time, you have three forest fires burning in the Front Range of Colorado. In real time, I can watch one of the channels in Denver, and I can see the helicopter view in real time, maybe a half a second from when the camera is on the fire to the time I see it on my screen. Real time. And God decided the punishment on all these peoples would happen in real time, in view, the whole world would see it. This way it proves that God exists. He's declared things from ancient times that haven't been done. What he declared 3,700 years ago, 3,000 years ago, is coming to pass right now. And the whole world would see this war. The world would see the war in Psalm 83. Would see Israel destroy the terrorists in Gaza, the terrorists in Lebanon, terrorists in Syria, terrorists in the Jordan, nation of Jordan, the terrorists in the West Bank. The whole world would see the punishment of these aggressive people. God wants the whole world to see it so that the whole world will know God doesn't have Alzheimer's either. What he said would happen to these peoples, he warned them through his prophets. Be careful how you treat my people. If I want to punish my people, I'll punish them. I'll send nations. I'll send locusts. I'll send the heat of the day. I'll stop the rain. I'll send diseases, mildew to their wheat crops, lice. I'll punish them the way I want to punish them. And I might use you nations to punish Israel. But the principle has always been Babylon during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. He was allowed to take the Jewish people into Babylon. But eventually, he got punished because he went too far. And the Greeks went too far. Nations and America is going to begin to chastise Israel after the Gaza war is over, and maybe in the next year or two. But we are going to go too far also. And by summer of 2032, America will cease to exist as a country. We're in the last 10 years before Christ returns. Benjamin Netanyahu has to hustle. He can't take his time. He's got to move quickly, escalate this war, win ASAP, because Barry Satoru is going to return, and Barry will not give him weapons, financing, will not diplomatically stand with him, and will force him to cease military operations on the surrounding enemies. So Netanyahu is the man that God put in place as the king of Israel to finish this war quickly. And he gets back from Israel after the children were murdered in the soccer field. And what does he do? He takes out the man who ordered that attack of those young people on those children. He's dead in Beirut. Now, the one who negotiates for Hamas, he's dead. Killed overnight in Tehran, in his home, by a missile, by a missile. Netanyahu is moving quickly, but you ain't seen nothing yet. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
podcasts will be on americasfreedomnetwork.com for the first hour, both hours on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present True Site. Tonight at 6 to 7, the first hour will play on 1360 KHNC AM radio. So the nations of the world, if they knew that Barry was going to return, the leaders, do you know the panic? Because they remember what Barry did during the 8 years of his first, well, during that time when he was president. He's going to get another 8 years, almost 8 years. The nations don't get Alzheimer's. They don't forget what happened during the Obama administration. They will lose sleep. They will decide to leave office, those that are in office, and they know what to expect, especially Israel. Right now, America must help Israel with weapons, finances, and political support, technology, everything needed, with the Iron Dome rockets. Everything that Israel needs, America is commanded by God to assist them in every way, even though that we don't want to, even though the American people may not want to. God says that Israel must be helped by America. When Barry returns, everything will change. Barry will do everything possible to remove Netanyahu from office. There will be no munitions going to Israel. Finances are going to halt. Israel is going to be ridiculed by the coming administration. It was anti-Semitic between 2008 and 2016. It will continue to be anti-Semitic from 2025 and to 2032. So this gives you an insight into what's coming. This is the present truth. Peter talks about it in his second epistle, that everyone will know the present truth. At that time, Messiah had come. He died, raised from the dead. He was raised and came back as the Holy Spirit to give life to man eternally. For today, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on americasfreedomnetwork.com for the Present Truth program, and I will continue to be your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit tomorrow, see what transpires overnight. Have a wonderful evening. Stay away from the forest fires.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.